We're now up to Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, and we'll be doing the first sif. Dover Sheino Miskaven Mutter. So this is a Yisod. The Machlokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda all over Shas. This is not only Nogea Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Shita is Dover Sheino Miskaven Mutter, that if you're doing something unintentionally, you're trying to do A, but it causes B to happen. The halacha is that you are not attributed with having done what happened, meaning the result of it, which was not what you intended for, is not considered something that you have done. This applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dover Sheino Miskaven Aser. If that happened as a result of your action, even though it was unintended, the halacha is that it is Aser. In fact, in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you're Chayiv. In Shabbos, where we have the klal of Meleches Machsheves Aser Torah, where the Torah gives us the issur of doing malach on Shabbos together with the building of the Mishkan, which is described as maleches machsheves, something thought through. So there, everyone agrees that malacha, that a dover sheino miskaven is not a da'oraisa. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says in Kol HaTorah Kula dover sheino miskaven chayiv, would say here dover sheino miskaven is potur aval osir. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, with one exception, and that is the case of Psik Resha, where I am doing A, and A entails B, it's as if I am mechaven for B. The halach is that it's considered as if I am mechaven for B. The exact reason for it, there are different pshatim in the Achronim, but that gets the halacha of a dover ha-miskaven. As a result of it, we have the classic case that the Gemara is always using of the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and that is, if you are carrying something across the ground by way of dragging it, it does not necessarily have to go and make tracks in the sand, but it may. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it ends up making tracks in the sand, so the halacha is that you're over on the Yisur Darabanan of doing a Dover Sheino Miskaven of making tracks. According to Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is it is mutter. You're actually allowed to drag it. In a situation where you're schlepping a very heavy object, and it'll definitely make tracks in the sand. So halachi is, even according to Rabbi Shimon, this is psik reisha and you're chayiv. Now, what exactly is this malacha of making tracks in the sand? So the Mishnah Berurah gives a bit of a hagdama. The malacha of charisha, of plowing, is to go ahead and either smooth out the ground or make tracks in it. This is talking about in a dirt floor. If someone goes and smooths out a dirt floor indoors in the house, a place that no one would plant, there the malacha would be binyan. However, if it's in a place that people would plant, there the issur is charisha. So making tracks in a place that one could plant is the malacha of charisha. Therefore, says the mechaber, dover sheino miskaven mutter. V'hu shelo yehei psik reisha. The halacha is a dover sheino miskaven is mutter with the provision that it not be a psik reisha. Hilkach. Gorer odom mita kisei v'safsol. A person is allowed to drag a bed, a chair or a bench, Bengdolim Bengtanim, whether they're large or small, Ubilvachlo Yiskavan Lasus Charit, so long as his intent is not to make a track in the ground. And of course the Magen Avraham speaks out here that when it says Godl, it means in size, but if it's extremely heavy, or if it's very, very big, and because of that it's heavy, then it will be a psik reisha for making tracks, and everybody is going to say that it's Aser. The Magen Avraham also says that to go and schlep something that can make tracks, even if it's in a place that where there's a floor, would be aser, as a gzeira onto a place where there is no floor. Now we are going to see exactly where that gzeira applies and where not as we go on. Next halacha, mutter l'rabeitz habayis. The halacha is that you're allowed to go and sprinkle water on the floor in the house. Now, what is that? You're sprinkling water on it in order that the dust not get all over the place. For example, I mean, if today this would be talking about a floor that's very dusty on Simchas Torah, and through the hakafis, the air gets full of dust. So to sprinkle a little bit of water, of course, not in a way that will make people slip, but sprinkling some water to prevent the dust from coming up would be mutter. Even though, in some situations, if it would be ground, if it would be a dirt floor, it would end up straightening out the floor because some of the ground would actually slip into place. Nevertheless, it's mutter. She'eno kevan she'eno miskaven la'ashvos gumis elish lo yava ha'avak. All you're trying to do is All you're trying to do is to prevent the dust from coming up. The halacha is that this is mutter, and this is even mutter in a dirt floor. Even in a dirt floor, sprinkling a little bit of water is going to be mutter. This is not like water in the ground. It's a place that everyone's trampling so that nothing is going to grow there. The only shaila of the issur is that you perhaps are straightening out the ground. That is mutter, because that is not at all your kavana. You're just preventing the dust from rising.